You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Might Bike coming back at Whisper. It's tight.
Boominair is the champion hurdler.
Sizing John is holding them all under Robbie Power and wins the Gold Cup.
Cheltenham is everything. There's no place like Cheltenham. You know, and if you're lucky enough to ride a winner at the Cheltenham Festival or ride a winner of the Cheltenham Gold Cup, you know, walk down in front of 70,000 people, there's no feeling like it, and Cheltenham is the biggest stage.
Cheltenham Festival 2018 on William Hill Racing Radio.
Min winning that Dublin Chase is now 3-1, second favourite for the Queen Mother Champion Chase. Altior still at the head of that market at 11-8, of course. Min 3-1, Politolog 4-1, Duvan now to 6-1, 8-1 for Fox Norton, 12-1 under Sir, and 14s or bigger for the others. I suppose Duvan does pose the question of whether Min would run in the race, because if Duvan is back to his best, he'd be the primary Champion Chase runner, I suppose. But Min looks pretty good, pretty foot perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah, and he was very effusive, wasn't he? Very keen and jumped boldly. And he travelled really well, travelled with an exuberance which suggests 2 miles is definitely his trip. I'd be inclined to think if Min and then Duvan both turned up at Cheltenham, I'd probably with Duvan for the Ryanair more than Min. I think Min has more inherent pace. Obviously, Duvan, we don't quite know what he is and what there is left. And, you know, Willie Mullins is sort of... I mean, it's been strange noises all season long, really, hasn't it, about Duvan. He was out for a season and now he's not. And then maybe they're rushing him back and they're not quite sure. So I'd far rather Min for the Champion Chase, without a shadow of a doubt. I think he's... if they both turn up fresh at Cheltenham, then Min has to go Champion Chase. And he's probably... the fly in the ointment is obviously Altior, because Altior was ahead of Min in the Supreme. So, and Altior has proved himself as a very, very good chaser before the issues that he had with his breathing. Now the breathing issues are not that much of a worry, really, because presuming they've been rectified. So look, with the market as it is, with Altior favourite and Min second, is right. I think that's... if they both turned up fresh and well in their peak form, then that's just about where I'd imagine they'd be. Though I do think that Min could well get a bit closer to Altior over fences than what he did over hurdles. So, look, in terms of having a bet now, whether you'd want to wade in with Min at 3-1, if you got on him before the race and you had a bigger price, then you're sitting pretty now, aren't you? But it's probably going to be, assuming Altior turns up, he's probably going to be about that price on the day, isn't he, Min? Anyway, so I wouldn't be suggesting listeners rush over themselves to try and back him for that now, but he's a likely candidate.
Yeah, the slight issue is with that as well, that we don't actually know if he's going to go to the Champion Chase. Whilst it looks like his credentials are there, you never quite know with Willie Mullins what he's going to do with his runners.
Right, no, true. And you've got Under So in the mix there as well, obviously, as well.
Yes.
If it was soft at Cheltenham, then you have to bring him into the equation for the Champion Chase. I mean, he has looked an absolutely turned around horse the last, say, 18 months to 2 years, in that a jockey is able to actually ride a race on him now, as opposed to just being carted off with him and basically off you go Under So and I'll just sit on your back, and if we go past the finish line, that's great. you know, the way he has won the last couple of starts, you know, particularly the last one at Ascot, the Clarence House, was really notable, I thought, because he settled and travelled and, you know, Paul Townend was able to ride a race on him. So if the ground had a bit of cut in it, then I'd like Under So for either race, really, the Champion Chase or the Ryanair.
Yeah, he won the Ryanair last year, didn't he, of course, so you'd think he'd probably end up back there again, but...
All things equal, yeah. If the ground is as it usually is, sort of prevailing good ground, then you'd be amazed that if Under So wasn't in the Ryanair.
Yeah. Are we still possibly going to see Altior in the what used to be the Game Spirit? Is that still the
point? Apparently it's 50-50. The quotes that, assumingly, a journalist has pushed Nicky Henderson to give a nice figure on or a percentage of whether he's going to make it or not. Look, these these things, when you're dealing with horses, they can hinge on tiny things and they can sway massively from day to day in Nicky Henson's mind. So, I have no idea. But assuming the word is right and the quotes are right, then he's 50-50 for it, which is a lot better chance than it was 3-4 weeks ago, really. So
yeah,
he seemingly has had a fairly clear run with him.
I've heard one or two things. Not sure how reliable the source is, of course, but apparently he's put in a pretty impressive bit of work at home, and if the ground is right, we'll see him at Newbury. But yeah, I don't know the strength behind the rumour, yeah, if you know what I mean. So,
well, Politolog apparently is going to go there as well. Paul Nicholls came out yesterday and said that will be his sort of warm-up for the champion chase. So that will be a great tester of where they're both at, really, because Altior, assuming, will come on for the run as well. Nicky Henson wouldn't have him fully tuned up because it's going to be all about that one day in March, that second Wednesday in March. So they're both going to need the run. who is the one that has the most ability and needs the run less is going to be the one that comes out. Because Politolog is sort of reminds me a bit of Dodging Bullets in the way that Paul Nicholls brought him along, and initially everyone thought, well, he's okay, he's winning some small 2 mile races, but he's not going to trouble the likes of Altior and Duvan. Mm. But actually he seems to be progressing and seems to be taking quite decent steps forward, as Dodging Bullets did. So it's going to be a funny race, the Champion Chase, because it's either going to be an absolute cracker and they all turn up, or that, you know, Altior might still have issues, Duvan might not come back, Politolog might not be quite as good as that, and Dasone goes to the Ryanair and suddenly Min is 2-1 on favourite, and you know, so it's a tricky market to weigh up for a certain degree. I mean, Fox Norton, you'd imagine, would go over a bit further. York Hill blotted his copybook today. He won't be going there. And then you're looking down at the likes of Special Tiara. You know, he's probably going to pitch up there and run his race. So, tricky enough market at this stage.
How much do you think the series of ones next to Altior's name matters to Nicky Henderson in terms of keeping that sequence going? Because he's obviously never lost over. He's won every race that he's run over fences. If he's, say, 75% when you get to the Game of Spirit and Politolog is turning up, does he then think, do you know what, we'll do a race course gallop and I'll get him 100% for Cheltenham?
Yeah.
Or does he think, no, do you know what, let's give him a go. What do you reckon?
No, I could definitely see that eventuality. Whether he's that proud that he wants to keep that sequence of ones together, or whether it's because he'll be mindful that he wouldn't want to give him a hard race, and if Politolog's in there, then, you know, Paul Nicholls will want to put it up to him. So yeah, I could absolutely see that. I mean, Nicky Henson, any of his horses that turn up fresh at Cheltenham, you know, they've been away and have been got ready in another fashion, like a racecourse gallop or things like that. So he's definitely one trainer that I'd never worry about turning up fresh, you know, fresh to Cheltenham off the back of something like this.
No, so, he's a master at that, isn't he?
Yeah.
So as it stands at the moment, if I were to say, you can have a bet on the Queen of the Champion Chase, Will, I'll do your stake for you. Don't go mad.
Thanks.
What horse would you pick?
It'd probably have to be Min, I think.
Yeah.
He's not going to get bigger, let's put it that way. So if you're, you know, 3-1 bet, if you're sitting on that and he's 3-1 on the day, he's not going to get bigger. There's no way he's going to get bigger. Not by much, anyway.
No.
You know, the only way he's going to get slightly bigger as if Altior comes out and wins the Game Spirit by, you know, a fence from Politolog, then Altior probably goes odds on. Min might go to 7-2, you'd suggest, but I think it'd be Min at 3-1 probably.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.